The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There it is.
Yes, it is. It really is this time, too, by the way. The final day of primary are coming up this Tuesday. Gosh, it sounded like President Obama stammering there.
Yeah,
that. And California is the big crown jewel. Of course, Donald Trump has already locked up his nomination. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton in a battle for her political life, though, apparently, against Bernie Sanders. And the latest poll out of NBC News Wall Street shows that in California, Clinton is in a statistical dead heat with Bernie Sanders, 49-47%. Mm. Joining us right now, Nomi Konst. She is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders and a really fun interview. Good to have you, Nomi. How are you?
Thank you. That's so nice of you. Good morning.
So you're also, by the way, a contributor at The Hill and founder and executive director of the Accountability Project. So what's the deal here? I mean, as Harry Reid says, Bernie Sanders needs to do some mathing, because even if he wins California, Nomi, you know that he can't get the nomination. So what's the point? What does Bernie want?
So that's actually not true. I mean, Senator Harry Reid, I respect him so much, but he needs to go back to the DNC rules and look up the rules, which are that neither candidate is going to reach that 2383 pledged delegate magic number before the convention. And that's all that matters. Superdelegates keep getting counted as an equation, but they are technically not supposed to matter until the convention, because they are unbound.
Okay.
In fact, many of them aren't even chosen yet.
Yeah, but when you get to they're already on record going for Hillary, 543-44. Do you think that Bernie Sanders is going to be able to convince them to suddenly abandon Hillary Clinton just because maybe he wins by 1 or 2 points in California?
Well, actually, some of them, that's like an informal poll. Many of those that have been polled as far back as 8 months ago, you know, 40% of them weren't even chosen. Some are elected officials. Some of them have been indicted or out in jail right now. I mean, that number is just this false number that's been perpetuated all over the media. And the DNC's called it out, actually.
So Nomi just said that a bunch of those superdelegates have been indicted or in jail
for the Democrats. No, like five.
Well, wow. Thank you. I'm glad you brought
it
up.
It's important to know.
No, keep bashing the Dems.
Well, listen, I mean, what's going on in California? Because, I mean, it wasn't long ago I looked at these polls, and Hillary was, you know, completely in charge, was going to win by a huge margin. And now we see a couple of polls that suggest it's within the margin of error.
Yep. So I actually just got back from California late last night. I was on a 5-day, 12-city tour with some Bernie surrogates in an RV.
Well, that must have been a party.
No, it was not. It's very stinky. And I don't think we talked about anything but Bernie the entire time. But it was great. It was a really fun experience. We visited a lot of different communities that haven't really been spoken to in many years on the campaign trail, from Native American communities to we were down at the border speaking to undocumented and meeting with a family that's father had been sent back after 40 years of living in the United States for having a flat tire. You know, just really incredibly powerful stories along the trail. But one thing I'll say, and we went to a lot of events where it wasn't Bernie events. These weren't Bernie supporters. They are really feeling the burn there, and that's not just my rhetoric. It is clear there's something happening in California, and that's also by design. I mean, when the primary system was changed after the Hunt Commission in 1981 and everything was incorporated with superdelegates in 84, they moved the California primary to the end because it was more liberal, and they put the more conservative primaries at the beginning to give an advantage to the establishment candidate. And that worked in the 80s. We were in a more conservative country, but the party's, you know, 70% more progressive than it was 10 years ago. The country is more progressive than it was, you know, 15 years ago. And I think that's what's really hitting Hillary hard. Is it's not just the fact that she's you know, going through all these legal issues. But, you know, her rhetoric isn't matching her record or her husband's record.
So,
and I think Bernie Sanders represents the future of the Democratic Party.
So I'm getting the sense that you feel that the narrative that is out there, that this is fait accompli, that this is all done, it's just a matter of time, tick-tock, tick-tock, eventually the clock will run out for Bernie. You really honestly believe that that could well be wrong?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the last 25 primaries and caucuses, he has won them. In popular vote, he's won 19 of the last 25, I believe. I mean, this is, the momentum is not just in his favor. He is like killing it. And I think that's something that the establishment's freaking out about. And you see that battle between the establishment, who are very much included in this process. I mean, don't forget, they're benefiting, their careers are benefiting from supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know, the Beltway, no offense to the Beltway, who I'm speaking to right now, but they are tied into the Hillary Clinton industrial complex. And so when you see this battle between consulting class and all the people who've worked for Hillary over the years and all those people who've cut deals with Hillary and the people who are really hurting right now, I mean, that's one thing I'll say I kept hearing over and over, was just how much people were hurting and not being acknowledged and couldn't afford the status quo. It wasn't that they wanted incrementalism, that they couldn't afford it anymore.
No,
and so I see that happening, playing out at the Democratic Convention.
Yeah, we hope you're right, because we're already popping the popcorn for that one. Nomi, this is fascinating to me, because if I'm hearing you right, and let's bear in mind, your candidate, Bernie Sanders, is actually not a Democrat. I mean, I understand he's running, and he's now pledged that he'll support the Democrat, but his entire career he's been an independent, right? And you're telling me that in a state like California, which many people, I'm a recovering Californian, people look at California as a microcosm for our nation. And and Jerry Brown and his Democratic Party have had one party rule in that state. Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't count, so don't bring him up. They've had one party rule in that state for decades now. And you're telling me that you just toured the state and you found places where these people have never been spoken to, they've never been cared about, and the Democrats have turned a deaf ear to them, and these are people who want Bernie Sanders. I'm extrapolating here, Nomi, but is it fair to say that the Democratic Party has let down the people of America, that the Democratic Party have let down the little guy that they for decades have said they're fighting for, and only Bernie Sanders can save them?
Well, I think that both parties, just to be clear, have done that. I think that both parties have been obsessed with fundraising. I just think that the Democratic Party claims to be a party of that cares about the little man, but, you know, unions are far less powerful than they used to be. We let hedge fund money come in and lobbyists come into the party. I mean, you can see it on the Democratic campaign, convention committees. I mean, we have more lobbyists on our convention committees than we do union members, and that's a problem. That's a major problem. I mean, it has become a centralized party that is focused on fundraising, and so when that becomes your focus rather than the issues and inspiring and propping up grassroots leaders, you're going to have an issue.
No, man,
I
agree. We agree on that. The Democrats have claimed to be for the little guy, and they have let them down. Well, I'm glad we can agree on things.
We're going to have to leave it right there, Nomi. Thank you so much for joining
us. Good luck. Go get them, Nomi. Feel the burn in California.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.